master's head off, chops his wife's head off. Now y'all gonna get a little squeamish on this part. But then he goes and gets the children and chops their head off. And some of y'all are saying right now, that ain't right. That ain't right. But you don't protest him being a slave. You don't protest black children being raped by the slave master. But you'll whine and cry about a black man that wanted his freedom that may have killed some white children. Now, see, when it comes to black people's pain, we have no tears. But when we watched the Titanic, we boo-hooed in the theater. We said that was the best movie I ever seen. And when Leonardo DiCaprio died, we cried for him. But they didn't tell you that they locked the black people in the hold of the ship and let them die. They didn't tell you that in the movie. They wouldn't even let the black people, because we were cooking the food on the boat. Who you think was cooking the food? It was black folks cooking the food. And they locked us in the ship and let us die. But we ain't got no tears for them. We ain't got no tears when black people die. But we got tears for everybody else. But if you want to idolize a gangster, idolize Nat Turner. You ain't never seen the little thugs in the community with Nat Turner on his shirt. Denmark Vesey on the shirt. Gabriel Prosser on the shirt. But you see white gangsters on the shirt. Is that right? Who are we following? And these white gangsters are the ones who said, look, we're going to bring the drugs in, but we only going to sell it to the niggas. And that's exactly what they've done. Is that right? The animals anyway. Now, I don't want y'all to get it twisted, because I'm a Muslim, and the reason that I'm a Muslim is because I read the autobiography of Malcolm X. When I was a young black person, misguided, not knowing anything, I came across the autobiography of Malcolm X. I grew up in the South, where if you walk down the street, when I was growing up, and this is not in the 1960s, when I was growing up, I'm walking down the street, and these white people ride by, and they say, nigger, and then they, nigger, and I'm walking down the street. So, you know, I started to carry rocks in my pocket growing up, because I got tired of being called a nigger by somebody that was too afraid to stop the car and say it to my face. So I started carrying rocks in my pockets. And then when they would say, nigger, and keep driving, I would get in the middle of the street with my rock and bust the windows out the car. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just giving you some of my experiences. When I was growing up in Atlanta, the Ku Klux Klan decided they wanted to march through downtown Atlanta. So I'm like, hell no. The Klan is not going to march through downtown, and I'm not going to be there. So I, you know, in my young, misguided days, got myself together with a few of my young, misguided friends and said, look, we're going to deal on the Ku Klux Klan. And, you know, they had all these police guarding them. And I was so ignorant, I walked, it's like 10,000 police guarding 7 Klan members. And I walked up to the front lines before the whole march started, and I'm cussing the police out. The black police said, how could you guard these so-and-sos? And every other word out of my mouth at that time was a cuss word. And I had the book written by one of the Black Panthers. I'm waving it in his face, and I'm telling him how he's a punk and this and that. And it's 10,000 of them, and it's just one of me. And I may have weighed, 125 pounds then? I mean, they could have just squashed me like a bug. Now, but my point is, when the whole march started, I'm in downtown Atlanta, involved in a riot. And we're hitting police in the head with bricks and bottles and rocks and everything else. So, thank you. When I was young, I was very angry with white people. Some of you may be the same way. And you justified in being that way. You don't have to apologize for being that way. You justified in being that way. But what are you going to do with your anger? See, what I was doing was not constructive. It was destructive. It was fun, but it was destructive. And I got arrested that day and went to jail, or juvenile at that time, because I was a juvenile. Got on probation. But to show you how Allah works, my probation officer gave me tapes of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. See, I heard about Minister Farrakhan, and I had been fronting like I was a Muslim, but I really wasn't, right? So this man gives me tapes of the man who I was claiming that I was following,